Wishing you a beautiful Friday and welcome to your final teaching of this month's topic. And I hope you have had a good week, and I also hope you have a lovely weekend ahead. So yesterday I was getting you to look into bringing the three elements that we've discussed over the last month into creating where you're going to move forward. And I asked you to either think about that, but probably be better to actually write it out because there's like a lot of different parts to that. Today, what I want you to think about is when you're actually going to start to get moving on this. So sometimes we put a lot of things into plans, we write things down, we get like all of ourselves organized around, okay, so I used the example of a new job yesterday. So maybe you like did up your CV or you're, you know, putting ideas of all of the different approaches that you're going to make. But the next thing is actually to take action on that. And this is one of the biggest things that's so important. We all get a lot of inner guidance and inner energy around knowing what's right for us. Our fear, our doubts, our worries, our past experiences, and all of those things which are so relevant do stop us from believing that things can be different and we can actually change the tide on things. But like healing and change can happen in an absolute instant. It can happen before you even realize it. And sometimes I think that when we sit on things too long because we're afraid or because we're like, oh, it's just not the right time now, but we're using that as an excuse. Sometimes it isn't the right time, but when we know that it is the right time, we have to really say to ourselves, now it's time to put this into action. Like everything in its time for me, you come here like, you know, into this energy every month and we do different things. As I always say, some topics in a month will be relevant to you now, and sometimes they might be relevant to you in 6 months' time and you might come back and listen to this then. Whatever it is, or whenever it is that you're actually listening to this now, just know that you're listening to this for a reason. Know that if you have made it to this final day, it means that you've listened to all of the other teachings, and now is the time to really, really start to put all of what we've done, particularly what you would have done yesterday in that plan, let's say, or that kind of more deeper insight into what you're going to do. Now is the time to take action. Don't sit on your hands. Don't sit on the ideas and the creative life force that you have. You know, without being like really, you know, cheesy, we have one life to live and we have to make the absolute most of that. And years and years and years go by where we promise ourselves we're going to do things and we absolutely don't. And when we get disappointed with things, we feel like life sometimes can't go on. I don't mean that in a very negative way, as in like, we don't want to go in living or anything, but we do feel like it's just, this is too heavy, this is too much, I'm not going to be able to keep going, I don't have the strength, I don't have the wherewithal. And if you're feeling like that, you've got to take time to look after your emotional and your mental self. And then when you do feel a bit better, say like, I have to keep going here to do those things that I want. And I think that's also when you do that and make that decision, you break a cycle. And that's part of like this doing things differently. You know, I talked a lot this month, about the cycles that we're all in. And, you know, I talked about my own personal experience over the last like 4 months of putting so much energy back into myself and making sure that I was doing things. And I'm here I am 4 months later. And I can tell you that results of putting this creative energy into yourself and the life force energy that's within you and actually tapping into that is phenomenal. Like, you know, I've had some really, really great movements forward with so many parts of my life in the last few months. But more than that, I actually just feel like a completely different person in a good way. So I can actually start to kind of teach from this place now. This is the place I always wanted to teach from, of like, oh, I want to show women how they can do this to help themselves. But I was struggling to do it myself, and now I've actually done it. I can now, you know, feel a little less fraudulent, if you want to say, in telling you kind of, or guiding you around this. I'm telling you that this works. I'm telling you that those three factors that I've been helping you with this month, they work, but you've got to do something with it. All of this stuff is really good knowledge to have, but knowledge is better when it's put into action and something is done with it. And my hope for you is that you do get the breakthroughs and you do get the change and you do get those moments where things are different and you're living exactly as you're supposed to live. If you haven't done the ancestral healing month, you might be a new member now, or maybe you didn't do it at the time. This is also that's also a month that is very important, because I feel like this month and that ancestral healing month kind of go hand in hand about breaking cycles and patterns. And that's what all I wanted to teach you about this month, was that journey of self-discovery to break things and to move forward in a clearer way. And that's what you've got the capability to do. So think about when you're going to start this. Is it going to be tomorrow? Like, get moving on all of this. I'm actually also in the WhatsApp group. I'm going to put something in about this today. So you'll see a message about this in the WhatsApp group today. If you're not in the WhatsApp group, I know we've had a lot of new members in the last couple of weeks, and you'd like to join, just send me a text and I can add you in there. It's a very gentle group. There's not loads of mad stuff going on. Everybody's very grounded and lovely and very supportive. So I will chat to you in there on Friday. So have a lovely weekend, and I look forward to talking to you next week when we start our new topic.